Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:37, 64 outside. Kelly K, good morning.
Hello.
We say congrats to the Cards who, in a field of 64, are down to the final four in the College World Series. Ended up winning walk-off style, bottom of the ninth, down a run.
Listen, you didn't even warn us that you were whipping out your sports.
I had
so
to,
early.
Right off the bat.
Just wow.
Had to do it. Had to do it.
So without warning.
Congrats to the Cards. They're going to take on Vanderbilt, who beat them on Sunday 3-1, again, in a final elimination game. So they win that game, then they go to the finals.
Okay.
And they go to the... So this is the furthest that they've gone in the College World Series ever. So this is very cool. So congrats to the Cards. Off the bat, just like that. There you go.
And then, can I go ahead and...
Are you going to whip your sports out? Okay. All right. Prepare yourself. Kelly's got some sports she's going to whip out.
Because the husband is a massive UK fan.
NBA draft. Yeah.
Last night. Yeah. PJ Washington, 12th overall.
Tyler Hero was 13th. Yeah. And so. I think another cat made it into the top 30, the first round, like selected 30th. And then Indiana's... what's his name? Indiana's... I got it here.
You got it?
Yeah, Indiana's Romeo Langford picked 14th by Boston.
Okay.
So yeah, PJ Washington's headed to Charlotte. Tyler Hero's headed to Miami. Romeo Langford from Indiana is picked 14th by Boston. So there you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Early sports. So much sports.
Yeah.
I mean, this is why you come to the show.
Much sports, such wow.
Wow, did you drop
a dog meme on us? I did a dog already. I did a doge. We whipped out sports.
You know, 2015 was a great year.
It was.
It was a great year.
I'm bringing it back.
All right. So cool. So today on the show, we've got a missing ear in Florida. We got to try to locate.
Okay.
It's family secrets.
How does that go miss? Okay. I'm not going to ask right now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm not asking right now.
It's Florida. Hang on.
Yeah. All right.
it's Florida.
All right.
Setting the bar. What not to do when you break into someone's house. Well, okay, we can stop there. Okay, right, we'll
start there.
There
and then we'll go through the next several steps of what not to do.
It's Free Movie Friday, so opportunity for you to pick up some free movies.
You know what's today?
Yes, Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4.
Are you going to go see it this weekend?
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm going today.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. As soon as we get done talking, as soon as we stop talking, I'm going to find some tickets. I'm going to find them right now.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really do pre-sale, but I'm sure I'm going to slide in there in AMC Stubbs DMs there. Find me some good tickets today.
All right.
I feel confident.
All right.
Maybe.
So we got a lot of stuff to get to on the show. So stick around, will you?
Oh, they're already enticed. I mean, look at the carrots we just dangled.
Hit you over the face. Speaking of carrots.
Oh, God.
By the way, I brought another carrot to work today.
Oh, did you? Did you yank it from the earth to eat?
I didn't know that that was a subject behind my back.
Of course it was.
People were talking about the fact that
you were Bugs Bunnying it.
Raw carrots.
Yeah. In a meeting.
At work.
It was very disconcerting for the others, and they were like, so people came to me and said, does Ben do this, like, normally? In the morning, you're just kind of sitting back, and you're literally eating it like Bugs Bunny style, just like kind of from the side of your mouth, crunchy, crunch, crunch, crunch.
Well, you got it.
Like it was. It looks. It's the full carrot.
Yeah.
This is not like little snack baby carrots that are the packaged nicely. It looked like you yanked it from the earth. Like you didn't.
Yeah.
Like shave it off all the stuff. And
well,
so people were like, "That was weird."
You throw a lot of stuff at me here. So let me address systematically. All right. So one, you're not going to eat the carrot straight on because that's more of a molar type of vegetable. Am I right?
Yeah. To the side.
Yeah. You got to hit it with your
whole dang thing.
Molar.
Yeah.
To chew the carrot with.
Okay.
For two, it's a great snack.
Sure.
Crunchy snack.
But again.
And it fills you up.
Most people do like the little snackable.
You know what I heard?
I heard the ranch.
The baby carrots have no nutritional value.
Oh, just sucked all the nutrition out of it? Oh,
they did.
All right. Well.
So.
Then go back to yanking them out of Mother Earth and just
hashtag health.
Okay.
Hashtag health.
And so then, you did it in the morning. And I was like, wow, is that, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I just want to know, maybe there's an underground
Secret society
of people, you know, eating them all straight from the earth style, just like you, like Bugs Bunny. at work, just crunchy.
I buy a bag of raw carrots from like Kroger.
Yeah, but again,
so it's not like I actually plant carrots and I rip them out of the ground.
They do look like it still has dirt on them. So that was the thing.
Yeah, well.
So I was just wondering if there's some other of these secret society carrot people.
Yeah, just a little water on them. They're fine.
Okay.
All right. So anyways, sorry, we digressed. Head to the bar coming up here in just a few minutes. What not to do when you break into someone's house.
I mean, what not to do after that? Don't do that first.
Sure. That's on the way. Give us 10 minutes. Hang on. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Text from Harry. Solid 15% this morning, guys. Welcome to the show.
Do you expect any more this time of day?
Absolutely
I
not.
I think we're right on par.
And there you go. Happy Friday. Coming up next, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do when you break into someone's place. Am I right? I mean,
start there.
Absolutely.
And then it's just a domino on down.
Yep. Setting the bar. Ellie Goulding now. 99.70. DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into someone's place, putting on their clothes, and drinking their beer, you're doing okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Having a full-on party.
A lot happening there in Utah.
This woman cracked open a cold one, literally thought she owned the place, and then things just kept on getting weirder.
Ah.
Okay, so it's a woman.
And then it got more weird. Okay. Ryan. We hear from him first.
I walked straight in, and then she was standing right here on the counter just looking at me.
A stranger staring back at you.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, for sure.
And I was looking right at her.
This is what Ryan saw when he got back to his North Salt Lake apartment early this morning. Okay. The woman had placed her shoes neatly by the door.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sure, because you don't want to mess up her carpet.
Right.
And made herself at home.
She went in my fridge.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's where I go first thing I do when I get home.
Maybe the layouts in the apartment building are real similar.
She opened a drink, she drank it, like sat on my couch. She said she lives here, and I told her, no, you don't. This is my place.
Okay. Maybe it's as you said, Kelly, maybe it's a case of mistaken apartments.
Yeah, a lot of times, like especially if it's a furnished apartment, they might look very similar.
She was even wearing his new clothes.
Okay, now that's not going to be similar. That's where I might start to get a clue.
Hey, wait, is that my shirt?
I don't remember buying that, and that looks like a dude's shirt.
She wouldn't tell me her name. She started laughing.
Ryan learned she didn't come for a beer or the couch.
Oh, she didn't?
Oh, okay. All right.
The plot thickens. She came for the dogs.
I'm sorry, what?
The dogs.
She what, the dogs?
Yeah, she heard the dogs barking from outside.
She heard him, and she wanted to come up. She was petting him.
Then his encounter with this stranger got stranger.
Okay.
There's another stranger?
So let's recap, because I've thrown a lot at you. Guy gets home. Ryan gets home, goes into his apartment, sees a lady sitting on his counter.
Drinking a beverage.
Drinking a beer, wearing his clothes.
Petting the dog.
Petting the dog. Then it gets weird.
She asked us if she would stay, and I told her, no, you gotta leave.
And that's when
a conversation.
And that's when she decided, no, I'm not going to go out the front door. I'm going to go out the off the patio, which is on the second floor.
Oh gosh, I was gonna say it's probably not floor, not a ground apartment.
No. So yeah.
Oh,
so she just shimmies down the outside of the apartment. Yeah. Down the outside of the apartment, and then ends up getting picked up by police.
Okay. All right.
A lot happening there.
Yeah, a lot.
But I think the moral of the story, and that's really what setting the bar is all about. It's all about finding those morals of the story. The moral of the story is if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into someone's place, putting on their clothes, drinking their beer, and then jumping out their second floor.
Forgot about petting their dog.
Petting their dog, and then, well, I mean, I'm leaving that out there.
Oh, really?
You know, petting dogs is fun. And then escaping out their second floor balcony, then you're doing okay.
Did we ever determine if she lives in the complex?
No, she does not.
Okay.
She does not.
All right.
That's setting the bar, guys, on 99.70. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, home of the DJX All Access Summer, which means we're getting you to all sorts of different places, like Holiday World. That is this weekend. All this weekend, you can get in at WDJX.com to experience Holiday World's Splash and Safari as part of the DJX All Access Summer, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital.
Breathe.
And
that
then,
was a very long sentence.
And then New York City, Taylor Swift.
Okay.
So that is ongoing right now. Again, WDJX.com. It feels good. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. So a woman with the real legal name of Marijuana Pepsi just earned her doctorate.
Wait a second. Wait a second. It's feel good. Marijuana Pepsi is her name?
Yeah. So her mom gave her this name saying it would take her gallivanting around the world. It's a real name. Her name, Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyke.
She's sitting there thinking, I'm looking at my baby girl, and she's going to give the... If I give her this name, she's going to be famous and go all over the world?
That's what her mom said. Now, here's the thing. This is kind of a story of overcoming odds, namely her name.
Yeah, that's the first obstacle right there.
So her real name, you know, Miss Van Dyke, we'll call her. So Miss Van Dyke, literally from... You know, grade school on has mm-hmm. had to battle,
yeah.
like from everybody teasing her to teachers. And so she ended up actually writing her dissertation on
her name.
Her dissertation was titled Black Names in White Classrooms, Teacher Behavior and Student Perception. So just how her name affected her life in growing up that stuff.
I bet she didn't get a little license plate for her bike with her name on it. Probably didn't find that. Probably didn't.
Probably not at a normal store.
Probably not.
Right. So she, Miss Van Dyke, at the age of 46, has just earned her doctorate. She works full time at Beloit College, and so she's kind of overcome her own setbacks,
like put upon her by mom,
right,
for giving her that name. Like, did she ever have a strongly worded conversation with mom about that?
Well, she didn't have. Like, she ended up leaving home at 15,
sure,
because of that whole home life. So,
does she go by Mary? Maybe she can go by Mary.
I would imagine.
That's not bad.
Yeah, maybe.
You can go by Mary.
Sure.
Spell it M-A-R-I. A lot of people do that.
She could.
And that is normal.
I honestly don't know if that's what she does. But
I would like to put that in her suggestion box.
Her legal name, Marijuana Pepsi Van Dyke, has just earned her doctorate.
Mary Van Dyke.
There you go.
We're going to call her Mary.
There you go.
Mary, congratulations. You are an American hero.
That is your feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, 99.7 DJX. Just stop with this whole thing. Now Justin Bieber's saying he would fight Tom Cruise in a secret phone call.
In a secret phone call?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Despite this back and forth, and again, this is not going to happen. Can I just preface this by saying this fight that Justin Bieber... Okay, so real quick backstory. Justin Bieber tweets like a couple weeks ago, hey, Tom Cruise, let's meet in the octagon. Dana White, you in? Like kind of a challenge. So there's a challenge down. Tom doesn't ever respond because why would he?
Why? Because he doesn't know what a Justin Bieber is.
And he's not going to do it.
Sure.
So then... TMZ catches up with Justin Bieber like a week later, and Justin's like, oh, it was a joke. Now people are like,
no, I think it's really going to happen.
Is that what they said?
No, I think it's really going to happen.
So last week, the CEO or the co-CEO of this agency that owns UFC reportedly called Justin Bieber's manager, conferenced in Tom Cruise's manager.
Uh-huh.
And she confirmed that Tom Cruise was 100% in.
Are you kidding me right now?
Can I? I'm just reading this off of the report.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, this is never going to happen.
Yeah.
This is never going to happen.
It's really precious.
It is not ever going to happen.
Really precious, but no. I can't. I don't. I can't
They're saying,
seem to fathom how that in any realm would happen as well.
They're saying this could be the biggest fight in UFC history.
Okay.
And again, this is not going to happen.
Okay, well.
But
we'll keep you updated.
I was going to say, I'm just letting you know the ups and downs of this story. The story that will never die. And it should have.
No,
it should have died at the very start of it. Just a funny
Justin Bieber being crazy.
Justin was up late last night. He was drinking maybe a little bit. We're just like, I think I'll tweet something funny.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
That's where it needs to end.
Well, you know, we'll give you an update probably Monday.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
right.
We'll give you the latest.
The latest.
You know what? They'll probably go as far as to, like, give us a date. And maybe even a place to watch it. They probably
and then they'll
will.
Be like,
in this corner, standing 5'2", Tom Cruise.
He is a little short. Yeah, Pete Bieber's got him on the height.
Right, he does. Definitely. Sure. So there you go.
That's but listen, Tom Cruise is scrappy.
I know. That's the latest in the whole UFC fight between Tom Cruise and Justin Bieber. Now, quote, secret sources are saying that they're 100% in.
Here's the next part of the story. I feel like we're going to hear that Biebs is calling up Floyd Mayweather and doing a little training.
Well, again, this is not going to happen. So okay. That's the latest.
All right.
99.7.
We'll keep you updated.
99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Whipping our sports out real quick, of course. Louisville staying alive, College World Series, 4-3 walk-off win against Mississippi State. This is after trailing 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth.
Whoa.
So that's pretty cool. And Mississippi State was a team that was 47-0 when leading after eight innings.
Dang.
So the Cards, big impressive victory. They're now going to play their third straight elimination game Friday night against Vanderbilt, who beat them on Sunday 3-1, remember?
Wow.
So all they need to do is win, and then they'll advance to the College World Series Championship Series. A first for the Cards.
Whoa.
And then NBA Draft, New Orleans Pelicans selected Zion Williamson from Duke, overall number one. But for the Cavs, P.J. Washington and Tyler Hero selected 12th and 13th. Headed to Charlotte and Miami, respectively.
Yeah, there you go.
And then Romeo Langford from Indiana picked 14th by Boston. So, there you go. Some regional in the NBA draft.
What was that picture you were telling me about?
Oh, so it was a photo of the media surrounding Zion Williamson.
Number one pick.
The number one pick.
And then some other poor kid.
Yeah, a photo of Goga Bitzadi next to Zion Williamson. Now, he is another draft potential, and he's sitting at a table at, like, the media day. So Zion's at a table that's to the right of him. He's at a table to the left of Zion. The media is completely surrounding Zion, and his table is completely empty.
Like, nobody at all. He's just kind of looking over going, I got a lot going on down there.
Right.
Hey, guys.
I know.
Hey, guys, I'm here, too. You guys want to talk to me?
Draymond Green, NBA player, he actually, like, saw it and was like, dude, you need to, like, frame that photo and use it. Look at it every day and use it as like motivation, for the future.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
That is epic. That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's your sports.
Wow.
Sports. On 99.7 DJX.
Sports Authority.
Speaking of sports, we've found our new favorite men's soccer player.
Your favorite men's soccer player.
It's America's favorite soccer player. We'll explain next.
We go to DJX.
We got a texty who said, I was hoping you were going to talk about the men's USA soccer team.
Okay. I'm invested. Let's investigate. Let's look into this further. What's going on?
So the United States men's soccer team, the national team, they won over Guyana 4-0 yesterday.
Okay, this sounds great.
Okay. But she goes on and says, more specifically, player Areola.
There's a player named Areola?
I know I'm immature.
Oh, God.
His name's Paul. He scored the first goal.
The return for Areola is going to get it from McKinney. Areola scores!
Okay. To be fair, he says Areola. I think that makes it a little better.
Areola or Areola? Hang on a second.
Potato, potato?
I had no idea that this guy even existed. He's my new favorite U.S. men's soccer player.
Okay.
The return for Areola is going to get it from McKinney. Areola scores! There it is!
Missy knows. We're not mature enough to handle that kind of information. Listen. Stop.
When you've got a player who's as talented as Areola on your team.
Stop it. It's Areola.
You need to celebrate that.
I think
that.
You're mispronouncing it.
Am I?
I think a little.
Hang on. Let me listen to this again.
The return for Areola is going to get it.
He said Areola.
He said Areola. You're saying Areola. There's a difference.
Well, what? Is there a difference?
I feel like it is. I feel like there's
potato,
a difference.
Potato, potato, Kelly.
I feel like there's a little bit of difference.
If I told you, Kelly.
Yeah.
Would you please check my areola?
No, I'm not.
Would I say,
Kelly, would you please check
my areola?
Yeah, it's areola for that part of your body. And then areola, not how you say it. Stop!
Let's just say areola and just call it even, all right?
For Ariola's going to get it from McKinney. Ariola scores!
Wow.
See, I think we just solidified the fact we're never going to move on from this job and be sports announcers.
I have.
Just never.
I had no idea I was going to be so invested in the U.S. men's national soccer team.
But now I am. I'm on Team USA.
Team Ariola. Let's do this. Come on.
Let's see.
All right. There you go. That's our sports. Sports news.
Wow, that was also like it was sports and anatomy combined.
DJX. I mean, that's the best of both worlds right there.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, Florida's making the show.
Yeah,
missing an ear. I said, are you missing an ear?
I was gonna say thank you for repeating that because did he say what I thought he said?
Yes. The case of the missing Florida ear on the way.
Okay. I'm going to tune in to hear that.
Yeah, 10 minutes. .97 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show on a free movie Friday. Be listening. Coming up a little bit later on this morning for your opportunity to pick up some tickets to see a movie courtesy of Fandango. So that's kind of cool. New this week, Child's Play. Yeah, that's the toy doll.
Chucky.
Yeah.
Chucky's back again. How many times
Mark
has Chucky
Hamill
been back?
From really? Star Wars and Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec.
Are so, in that movie? Are yeah. you kidding?
Child's Play.
Luke Skywalker, what are you doing?
And then Toy Story 4. So those are the two big movies that are out this weekend.
Don't even try.
And Toy Story 4 is probably going to win the weekend.
It's going to dominate. Yeah. I'm so excited.
So there you go. Those are the new movies that are out this weekend on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, Florida making the show.
Are you missing an ear?
Okay.
Wow. Wow, Florida.
After talk, 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com, or get us on your Alexa. Just say, hey, Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast. You can get live radio, all that. Florida makes the show pretty much on a consistent basis just because weird, random things happen. So when we see a Florida story and someone may be missing an ear, obviously, that's something we gravitate towards.
Are you missing an ear?
Hmm?
I said, are you missing an ear?
Thank you for repeating that. See what he did there?
Okay. So this happened on a beach. A ear was found.
Explain that.
It's a prosthetic ear.
Okay, there it is.
Florida Police Department trying to locate the owner of a prosthetic ear that was found on a beach after the World's Strongest Man competition.
Okay.
Wow.
So the World's Strongest Man competition was being held on Holmes Beach, Florida last weekend. That's when someone stumbled across a plastic ear with like snaps on it.
The Holmes Beach Police Department posted a photo of this rubber ear found in the sand south of Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, someone's missing that. Like,
I think
it's going to be obvious who's missing it.
How does that go missing?
I mean,
isn't that something where immediately if it falls off, you're like, oh, where'd my ear go?
Officials told local media that a resident found the ear and they waited a couple days.
Sure.
Do you turn it into lost and found?
Yeah.
After the event on Saturday to post it on Facebook, these prosthetic ears, they can cost thousands of dollars.
Well, yeah.
Guys. So if it's yours, claim ownership. The social media announcement says anyone who knows the owner, please call the police department. It is a left-sided ear.
Yeah, left-sided ear.
Okay,
so
good.
If you happen to be missing a right-sided ear, this is probably not for you. Police said they actually got a call from a lady in South Carolina who told them that the ear belonged to her husband. So
there you go.
There is some motion now to see whether that ear is in fact her husband's ear. She said he was swimming. He had taken it off and stuck it in his pocket.
Oh, God. Wow.
And it fell out.
Wowie, wow, wow. Okay. Well,
I mean, only Florida, right?
Only Florida.
I mean, right?
I'm so glad that we're going to have closure for this because it sounds pricey. I want the guy to get his ear back. It snaps on. That is amazing.
Of course.
That is really
there
amazing.
Is a missing ear story out of Florida. So there you go. Florida making the show.
I'm really glad it wasn't like a real ear. That's next level.
My favorite line, though.
Are you missing an ear? I said, are you missing an ear?
Yeah. Yeah, the anchor really nailed it on the delivery of that story, didn't he?
Florida, making the show on 99.7 DJX. Nobody's gonna love you like me. Taylor on 99.7 DJX. Of course, the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. DJX Pick Me for Taylor in NYC. And you could be headed off to New York City for a private musical event with Taylor Swift. Your entries, WDJX.com, which you can just peruse some of the entries of Swifties being Swifties and showing their Swiftiness and how awesome they can be.
The Swiftitude.
Yeah,
the
for sure.
The Swiftiosity.
Yeah, up at WDJX.com or just text us the word Taylor or Swift and we'll send you over the link. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Yesterday, we introduced you to an Eastern high school student.
Jackson Jones.
Who was competing on Jeopardy just last night from LKY.
Jackson Jones. He is a JCPS student who competed on Jeopardy.
Yeah, competed just last night, in fact. How'd he do?
He's one of the 15 contestants taking part in the teen tournament. Jackson just finished his junior year at Eastern High School. He and his family held a viewing party at the Sports and Social Club on 4th Street.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's Vicky Dorch at WLKY.
Yep.
To watch the competition go down.
All right, so what happened?
It's weird, but it's, you know, it's a good experience.
Yeah, that's Jackson.
Getting to relive the feeling that I got when, you know, I figured out that I had won. It was just really cool.
Yeah, so he was able to make it to the next round. Of course, the semifinals are going to be next week, so Jackson gets to advance to next week's semifinals for Jeopardy.
$21,600 so far.
Not too bad.
Not bad.
Not too bad. There you go. That's feel good. Congrats to Jackson there, Eastern High School student. 99.7 DJX. Doom every hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford on DJX. I can't write everything means nothing if I can't have you. Shawn Mendes, 99.7 DJX, will be here in Louisville August 3rd. Of course, he released a single with Camila Cabello last night called Senorita. I love it when you call me Senorita. I wish I could pretend I didn't need ya, but every touch is too bad there.
Yeah,
pretty good.
It's catchy.
And the video is pretty seductive.
Oh man,
it's up at WDJX.com. We got that there. Speaking of videos up at WDJX.com, you ever wonder what Lil Nas X is gonna, how he's gonna follow Old Town Road?
I did wonder that. I sit there and wonder that often.
Well, wonder no longer, Kelly.
Okay,
Kay.
Great. Oh, great.
He has a single.
What's
just
happening?
Just released last night called Panini.
And when I think of panini, I think of robots. What's happening?
I think of sandwiches.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, panini, well, I win. Don't you be a meanie. Just a bunch of robots. Why you trying to keep me teeny? DJ robots?
Yeah, he said, don't be a meanie. Okay. It's a dreamy. Wish it on a genie. I got fans finally. And she wanted them to see me. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
And that's Lil Nas X Panini. You can see that video up at WDJX.com too.
All right. Do you think he needs to call Billy Ray again?
Well, that's not a country song. Billy Ray came in on a horse to rescue him from the country, the evil country lords who were resisting playing Old Town Road because it wasn't a country song.
I think that's what that needs is a little Billy Ray Cyrus robot. Maybe.
You have ideas.
I was just saying.
You have ideas.
There was magic the first time.
You're right.
Hey, we need to continue the magic.
Maybe. All that WDJX.com. 99.7X, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Up at WDJX.com, you found the final trailer for Stranger Things?
I did. I found it. I found it. I found it. Is it July 4th yet? Is it? Is it? Is it?
Did you watch it?
I did not.
All right, let's play.
I wanted to wait and watch it with you.
Let's play a little clip.
Okay.
All right. So this is it's out July 4th.
Yep.
Stranger Things 3.
Oh, they're looking at something.
All the kids around the TV.
And now.
Is that Eleven with blood coming out of her nose?
Yes, that is Eleven. She's blindfolded. She's got the, you know, do you know what happens to her when she does her things?
I know.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, she's in the upside down?
Yeah.
us stay.
You're going to have to let us stay?
Wow.
Oh, no,
okay.
Sir. Oh, no. All you right. Don't get to stay.
So the entire final trailer for Stranger Things 3 is up on our website at WDJX.com. Also, Facebook at 9970JX.
I'm here for all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a show that you can binge watch in that weekend.
Yes.
Right? That weekend, just knock
you
it
knock
all out.
You knock it out. And here's another one. And my kids watched this one trailer, and it's up at WDJX.com as well. No less than like 15 times last night. Trolls 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you said it's kind of like a musical journey?
Yeah, so it's Trolls 2 World Tour. So there's apparently these different, I guess, strands of trolls.
Yeah.
And they all have a string that goes with a particular genre of music. Okay?
Okay.
And of course, you know, you're going to start with pop. And this is a popular scene from the first Trolls. Wait for it.
Oh, I see. So they start with the old one.
Right. Familiar scene, Poppy singing. Uh-oh.
Enter Rock Troll! Okay.
Poppy's all like, what?
Kind of like an Ozzy Osbourne thing.
Absolutely.
There. Sure.
Here we go.
What was that?
There are other kinds of trolls. Our ancestors created six strings, each for a different type of music.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's
No, keep it up.
So that's out next week, right? Or next year, right?
Yeah.
Funk. Bow, wow, wow, yiddy-o. Classical. Techno.
Country.
And rock.
I'm gonna unite the six strings and destroy all music except for rock.
Oh, so the rock troll
yes.
is.
So now they have all to right. embark on an epic world wow. tour to go find the rock troll and stop her from her evil plan of destroying all the different genres of music, and it's gonna be amazing.
So there you go. A couple different trailers to take a look at there on the website. Stranger Things 3 looks amazing.
And Trolls
2. There you go.
World Tour.
WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On Fridays, we Family Secret. Jamie rolling in.
And it's going to come up, and we're going to get down to the skin and bones of it.
Uh-oh. You just made that a verb. We Family Secret.
Yeah, We Family Secret on Fridays. All right, so that is coming up, Family Secret on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I know that you have said from time to time you've like left your garage door open.
Yeah.
Like overnight.
Yeah, occasionally.
And it's just kind of like one of those oopsie things.
Yeah.
So I went out this morning, get in my car, and the door was open.
Like wide open, not just unlocked, just standing open?
Open.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like,
whoa.
So I kind of get in and I look around and I'm like,
investigate. Like,
and I'm like, hey,
did I do that?
Animals? Are you any animals in here?
An animal is your first thought, not a person that opened your car and is hiding in the back seat.
Nothing was taken out of my car.
That's good.
So it wasn't like someone was like ransacking my car or anything like that. But I get out to my car like close to 4 o'clock in the morning. And so it's.
Because you don't have a garage. You have a carport.
Yeah, I have a carport. So it's just kind of. It's kind of sitting out there. And so I'm like looking around going, did I just like leave my car
and
last night and forget to close the door?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
And so my door was just wide open the entire night.
Wow.
It's like, wow. Okay. Wow. One of those just like spacey moments that you're like,
sometimes
okay.
Sometimes you're like zombified.
I'm glad my car's not like ransacked or stolen or anything like that.
You didn't remember the drive home last night, did you?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, sometimes you just zone out. You're like, how did I get here?
That's wild.
Okay.
All right, Family Secrets coming up here next where Jamie's going to drop a secret on us about he and his girlfriend.
And it's going to come up, and we're going to get down to the skin and bones of it.
Okay.
I'm uncomfortable already that he's coming to us for this.
Jamie's Famous Secret coming up here after Taylor on 99.7 DJX. Is it too soon to do this? Because I know that it's delicate. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I was just telling you how I walked out this morning and the door to my car was left wide open all night last night.
Disconcerting.
Yeah, just completely forgot to close my car door. Kim texted us and said, I got home one day, went in the house, and for about an hour, and then went to leave to go get dinner and couldn't find my keys. They were still in the ignition because the car was still running and in the driveway.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't turn off the car?
I'll tell you, there have been so many times where I have, like, left to leave in the morning. Uh-huh. And, like, my wife's keys are still in the lock of the door to our house.
Oh,
just
gosh.
Sitting there in the back door. Oh, all right.
Listen, there they are. You have very trusting neighbors.
I obviously do.
But we're not going to say where you live.
Or nothing much to steal. I don't know. I mean, either they've come in, they've looked around the house, and they're like,
we'll try the next house.
I don't need anything else.
Okay.
I don't need anything in here.
Wow, so you're like putting a big neon sign saying, hey, come check me out.
I know, right? All right, on every week right about this time, we give you the forum that is our show to unload a secret. All right, so first off, Jamie, how long have you been with your girlfriend?
Yeah, I've been with my girlfriend for 9 years, nine going on 10.
Okay.
Wow.
And she wants a proposal, and I know she's looking for it today. We have a romantic day planned, but I'm not ready to settle down. And to be 100% honest, I don't know if this is the girl I want to spend the rest of my life with. I mean, it's great.
Oh.
It's great, but it freaks me out.
Uh-huh.
The commitment freaks me out. And I love the girl, but I'm not in love with her. She's not what I would consider my best friend at this time. And I just don't know how to break that to her. And I can't do it tonight. That would crush her. But and it's going to come up and we're going to get down to the skin and bones of it. And it's going to be a whole issue. And I don't know how to handle it. Don't know.
Wow, Jamie.
Okay.
Say, hang on a second. Hang on a second.
Nine years.
Okay, so you're a woman.
I am. Last time I checked.
You're dating a person for 5 years.
I'd be out. Here's the thing. When I was single, I was like, I'm giving you 6 months. You're going to see all there is to see in 6 months. You're going to get to know everything there is to know. If you can't figure it out in 6 months, I'm out.
Wow, 6 months?
Yeah. Well, when you get to your late 20s.
Hang on. So wait.
Early 30s.
You're wanting a proposal after 6 months?
Timeline gets shrunk a little bit.
Okay. All right.
When you're younger, you have a little bit more time to burn, but nope.
Yeah. Adriana texts in and says, stop wasting her time. We only have so long to make babies.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Sure. You get to advanced maternal age.
Shannon texts in and says, just break up with her. If you're not in love with her after 9 years, that ain't going to change. That's selfish to do that to her. Yeah. A lot of people kind of saying that.
Yeah. Carletta. Yes, Kelly. I'm out. It's heartless.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like this one's real easy. This is a real... book is closed on this one, dude. It's time to break up and move on.
Yeah,
you know you're not in love with her. You said it.
As my grandma famously says, poop or get off the pot.
Your grandma, wise woman.
She was a very wise woman when it comes to things like of these. Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, Family Secret. Jamie dropped on us a secret that his girlfriend of 9 years and he have a romantic dinner tonight. She's kind of expecting a proposal. He is completely the opposite.
He knows that she's not the one and he's not in love with her.
Yeah, I mean, obviously everybody's texting in kind of the same thing. There is one person that's texting in, wow, you're being harsh on the guy. We did get
harsh
that text message. Yeah.
After 9 years?
Well, Kelly, after 6 months, she's like,
listen.
After my grandma, pooper, get off the pot.
Right.
Hey.
Absolutely. I mean, you get
months
to be like late 20s,
come
early
on
30s. I was like, my timeline was shrinking down. I'm like, listen, I'm going to show you all there is to know in like a good 6 months.
You
haven't figured it out. Then I'm done. I'm moving on.
Officer Russ checking in via text message. You've been in a relationship for 9 years and you're not talking about how you can deal with commitment. She needs to drop you like a bad habit.
Yeah, honestly, she should have been the one to kind of make that decision years ago.
Yeah, after 9 years, it's like, what?
Yeah, well, so where is this going?
Right.
Where do you see this
now, in the future? Now, I dated my wife for 5 years.
Okay, but age has a lot to do with it,
before
though.
We got married.
You were how, you were what age when you
met? I was 15.
Okay.
Maybe I was 14. We got married at 17.
Yeah, that's not true. That's not accurate.
We had
that's not accurate at all.
The year was 1726.
No, you were both working at the same sub shop.
America was just newly formed.
That's not accurate. But age has a lot to do with it. Younger, yeah, you take a little bit more time to get to know, because you're still getting to know yourself. But if you're older, you're secure in who you are as a person and that kind of thing and where you are in life, then, you know, it doesn't take that long.
Another text from a listener. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Alrighty then.
Yeah, that's...
There is that.
That's probably what he's been doing. So anyways, sure. Yeah, I mean, the texts are pretty all similar in this. And they've just got to kind of end their relationship, so...
Well, yeah. I think he knows. It sounds like he likes the convenience of being in a relationship, doesn't want to be alone. And that's familiar.
Yeah.
But it's really selfish.
Yeah, for sure. Missy says the girl is just as much to blame. After 18 months, put a ring on it or move on.
Yeah, there you go. Ow. Okay, so okay. 18, that's a good amount of time.
All right.
Mine's 6 months. Yours 18 is 18 months, whatever.
All right. Hey, we're just happy it worked out for you.
Right.
You know, yeah, obviously it worked out for me. Absolutely. So, you know, it's fine.
All good things. There makes us experts.
That's family secret. If you want to continue commenting, you can book Twitter at Ben and. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. You know, the new KFC that's opening up here in Louisville. They've got this brand new design off Breckenridge. A couple different things with KFC. One, did you see the Cheetos chicken sandwich that they're releasing?
Oh, that's genius.
That kind of looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's a chicken sandwich with like, Cheetos on it. Actual Cheetos.
Yeah.
So, but more to the store off Breckenridge, it's one of the four in the United States that are going to feature enhanced design, which is kind of fancy.
Yeah.
Has a bucket chandelier. But the feel-good part of this is that KFC is going to be given back to the community. Like, team members will pack and store unsold and wholesome food to donate to local nonprofits that provide meals to those in need.
That's so smart.
Weekly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because you think about all the waste that fast food restaurants and just
restaurants
industries.
In general, yeah.
Waste on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So KFC is at least starting the process there to put some of that to good use and donate to organizations that can distribute to people in need.
Well done, KFC.
There you go. That's feel good.
Great.
Every hour here.
Delicious. If you want to send over one of those Cheetos chicken sandwiches, we'd be happy to sacrifice our bodies. Okay.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Give you a little insight into what happens after the show. A lot of times we kind of break down the show, what we're going to do on the next day's show, things like that. I decided I needed to create an entire page of sound effects.
There's a common thread in this little library of sound effects.
So I spent about a good half an hour creating this page of sound effects.
And we have a coworker that has the office right next to the studio. And he heard some interesting things.
Animal mating. Like bison.
Okay.
And it just made me realize how many clips
there are many
of animal mating sounds we have.
There are so many.
Dolphins. Ducks.
Wow.
Geese.
Now, to be fair, if we hadn't told you they're actually mating when making these sounds, it just kind of sounds like just the sounds they make.
Sure.
Just because they're animals.
Famously, the goat.
Yeah.
Hippo.
Wow.
Recently, we discovered the kookaburra. The mating call of the kookaburra.
Sounds a little like it's laughing. doesn't it?
Llamas? Wow.
I'm not sure she's happy. I'm not. I'm not entirely sure.
I mean, some that I had completely forgotten about, like penguins.
That sounds like a... Never mind.
Seals. Wow.
Yeah. Again. Not sure if they... A lot of times when we watch the videos, I'm not sure if they were like... It looked like a sneak attack a lot of times.
Yeah. We have a couple different of the turtle. Obviously, the very small, adorable...
Is that the box turtle?
Yeah, that's adorable.
That might be the most adorable and most disturbing of them all.
And the large turtle. Oh, my gosh.
That's like
so literally our coworker was listening to me.
That's what he heard.
Import this into our system.
What is happening? There. That is bona fide moaning right there.
So that's what we did after the show yesterday.
No, you did that.
That's what I did after
the
show.
I was down the hall. I was nowhere near all that.
That's what I did after the show yesterday. I made an entire soundboard of animals mating.
All right.
There you go.
That's fun. Nature.
It's a beautiful thing.
Education.
It's a beautiful thing.
Learning.
99.7 DJX.
Love.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7X. Some text messages.
Here we go.
So, I just revealed that I spent about 30 minutes after the show just creating a soundboard of special sound effects.
A little library, if you will. Yeah. It's nature. That one's aggressive.
Turtle.
That one's aggressive.
Shannon text just busted out laughing at my desk. Everybody thinks I'm nuts. Imagine what they would think if they knew what I was laughing at. Listen, Shannon, own your freak flag.
Yeah.
Own it. We do.
Sorry, you can blame us.
You got to own it.
We'll take that.
Isabel texts in, OMG, LOL. What a crazy learning experience with animals this morning. Yeah, you know, I mean, if this is the first time you've heard that many animals in that passionate embrace.
Wow, well, I do say passionate.
In that passionate embrace, then you are definitely learning something.
You know
something.
What? This is a very specific portion of the circle of life.
Another text that said, Kelly said bona fide moaning.
I did.
Yeah, that turtle did definitely sound like
that
it was moaning.
Sorry.
Nicole texts in and says, the llamas sound like something from The Exorcist. Really? Let's go back and listen to the llamas.
Oh, yeah. No, that does. That sounds... Wow.
That is a bit aggressive.
Yeah, it does.
If you're...
That sounds a little scary.
If you're walking on a path there in the forest and you hear...
Is that him? You turn around and walk the other way.
You
go somewhere else.
You go the other direction.
You go the other direction.
Angie texts in and said, just got into the car, heard the noises, got out of the car, set it on fire. Welcome to the show, guys. Well, I'm a sucker for you. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Some new movies out this weekend. Before I get to the one Kelly wants to see, I will give you the Mark Hamill Aubrey Plaza Child's Play.
What?
Out this weekend.
As in Chucky?
Over here, Andy.
Leave me alone!
Over here.
So remember, this was like from the 80s, this story of a doll that kind of got possessed and started killing people.
They don't let us play. They all go away.
This is a problem.
Why are you doing this?
Seriously?
Okay.
Do we need to do that?
No. So there you go. That is one of the movies out this weekend. And staying with the toy theme, Toy Story 4 out this weekend as well.
Yes.
Guys, listen. Bonnie had a great day in class. But then something really weird happened. Bonnie made a friend in class.
She's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend.
Enter Forky.
Yep. introducing Forky to the cast. Of course,
and Forky
Tom
wants
Hanks,
no part of being a toy.
Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Annie Potts.
Yes.
Keanu Reeves.
And Duke Kaboom.
There you go. Those are the new movies out this weekend.
I'm super stoked.
On 99.7 DJX. Yeah, number one movie's got to be Toy Story 4.
Oh, come on.
Right?
Easily. Easily.
I was trying to think what else is, what'll be two. Do you think Aladdin was three last week.
What was released last week? What was the big one released last week?
It was the Marvel movie. Was it Marvel? Anyways.
Okay,
all right, so that's going to be the number one movie. That's okay. Our point. That's right. Our point.
Is it Secret Life of Pets 2? Is that out?
Oh, yeah. Secret Life of Pets 2.
Was that
too.
It? Okay, yeah. Now it's the battle of the animated movies. Toy Story is going to win. Probably Secret Life of Pets 2, maybe?
Maybe.
Second place?
All right. So there you go.
Possibly.
If you want to enjoy one of the movies over the weekend on Fandango and 99.7 DJX, give us a call right now. We'll hook you up.
Free movie Friday.
Yep. There you go. 502-571-9970. We will hook you up with that on DJX. Shawn Mendes, 99.7 DJX, released new music with Camila Cabello last night.
Señorita.
Yeah, the video.
A little sassy.
Yeah, they're like making out and all sorts of stuff.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, you can see it up at WDTX.com.
I'm going to kind of need a mashup between this Señorita and Justin Timberlake's Señorita.
Oh,
don't I need to make that happen? We need to make that happen.
I was going to say that.
Someone on the internet needs to make that happen.
Know.
Make that connection.
Do people remember even the Timberlake version of that?
Oh, of course they have to, right?
Of course they have to.
That's a good throwback. Yeah. That was a good one.
Okay.
That was a banger.
Was it?
It was a banger.
Okay. All right.
It was.
All right. So yeah, there you go. New Señorita from Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello last
night. And that's going to be on her album.
With 99.7 DJX. All right. It was Free Movie Friday. Giving away some free Fandango movie tickets. Hello.
Hey, Mama Paula. Let me tell you.
What?
This is Sharon.
Hey,
Sharon! I knew it was you.
This is
Sharon.
Hi, Karen.
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Hey, do you want to win?
How y'all doing?
Oh, we're good.
Hey, do you want to win?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. You got
it. Thank you. You know what? I got a great grandson, and I'm going to take him to see it.
Holy cow.
Yes.
Well, yes. Sharon.
Sharon, you're living your best life this weekend.
Yep.
Yes, I am, sweetie. Yep, I am.
Congratulations, Sharon. It's Free Movie Friday, and you've got yourself some free movie tickets from Fandango and 99.7 DJX.
Yes, thank you.
You are welcome.
Oh, I love it. She's going to go see Toy Story 4. Listen, Sharon's been in the squad for a long time. Many years.
Another love opportunity it. For you to win with Free Movie Friday and Fandango coming up this afternoon. On 99.7 DJX. We go from that to a quick sports update. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Real quick from NBA, the Pelicans selected, of course, Zion Williamson. That was no surprise, overall number one pick. But regionally, the Cats, PJ Washington and Tyler Hero, 12th and 13th. They're headed to Charlotte and Miami. And
big
then
Blue Nation.
From the Hoosiers, Indiana, Romeo Langford picked 14th by Boston. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, well, all right.
Go Purdue.
We
didn't have anybody, did we?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Right.
Yeah. And then College World Series action.
Cards
ended up beating Mississippi State 4-3, walk-off win there in the bottom of the ninth. So that was pretty cool. They're going to be playing again Vanderbilt, their third straight elimination game Friday night. And if you'll recall, Vanderbilt
tonight or next Friday?
Oh well.
Today
yeah, no,
Friday.
No, it, yeah.
Is
yeah,
it tonight? Guess,
no, yeah, it's tonight.
All right.
No, oh my God.
Ben was right now years old
when I realized today was Friday. All right, yay! that would, a victory there would advance the Cards to the College World Series Championship Series.
Is that first time ever for them?
Well, I mean, it's first time ever they've made it past the, like, they've won a game at the College World Series. They've been to the College World Series plenty of times.
Okay.
But them getting this far, that's a record.
All right,
so there
then.
You go.
Look at that.
Cards, living their best life. And that's sports! A 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Kids are growing horns.
I'm sorry. Can you... What?
Huh?
Did you say kids are growing horns?
Yep.
All right, we're going to need further investigation.
Dive into that on the way. 99... It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And kids are growing horns.
What do you mean horns? Like unicorn horns? That's what I think.
No, out of their skull, out of the back of their neck.
New study claims some people are developing horns.
I'm very shocked.
That's what these teenagers said when we showed them this.
Yeah, they show them a picture of a skull that has a horns growing out of their, like, behind their ears.
How does that
An
happen?
X-ray image of a neck with a bony bump at the back of the skull.
Yeah. So, this is all because of cell phones. What?
The image is from a study done by researchers at an Australian university, concluding that cell phones and other handheld devices are changing the human body. The study shows that the bony bump is formed when your head is tilted down so much.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right.
You shift weight from your spine to the muscles at the back of your head.
Okay.
This is so bizarre.
So literally a horn starts growing there,
causing the bump to grow and stick out from your skull.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
This is terrifying.
So there are like doctors and things that are kind of now starting to weigh in on
doctors
this.
Doctors and things.
Right.
It's actually a good thing that we're seeing how our bodies are adapting. It's sort of survival of the fittest.
Oh,
well, really? This is
right.
A good thing?
So it's a good thing.
It's a positive thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, they're saying it's not like a serious problem right now. Not something that you should necessarily be worried about.
How far do we let it grow out before it becomes serious?
Right.
Dr. Goldman says unless the bump causes you pain, it likely doesn't have to be removed.
Ah, so you don't have to remove your horn. You can just keep your horn there.
Just grow your hair to cover it? I don't understand.
Yeah, so kids are growing horns because of cell phone.
Cell phone neck?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Keep your head up, kids.
I guess so.
Wowie.
And adults.
Wow, wow.
So, yeah, there you go.
That's a lot to ingest. But at least it's not like unicorn horn like in your forehead. Yeah, that's more obvious.
That would be different.
Yeah.
That would be different.
Okay.
All right. Look at that.
Oh, great.
The more you know.
Did I just find the silver lining?
Yeah, kids may be growing horns, but at least they're not on their forehead.
Right. At least it's in the back of their head.
There it is.
Hashtag glasses half full.
And the... Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX. Today, 86 thunderstorms this weekend, morning storms tomorrow, 87 scattered thunderstorms Sunday, thunderstorms Monday, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. So,
I thought it was supposed to be nice today. I thought today was like the pocket where it's supposed to be nice. Dang it.
Dang it.
Dang it.
So, there you go.
Birthday is summer.
Yeah, it is the summer solstice, by the way. Yeah, for sure. Feel good. Do this every hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Now, listen, this feel good takes a while to get there.
Okay.
Bear with me.
So we're, okay, we'll buckle up for the ride.
It starts with Ashley Farley and her relationship that dissolved with her boyfriend.
Oh,
okay?
No.
Yeah.
Heartbreak.
And their dog, Ella, is kind of at the center of all this.
Oh,
so
no.
Ashley, she came home from work, discovered her Pomeranian, Ella, was gone, then realized that her ex literally broke up with her and sold her dog on Craigslist.
Sold it?
This is one adorable puppy. So you can understand why her owner says she was heartbroken when she came home from work to find her Pomeranian, Ella, had been sold by her boyfriend.
Yeah.
How did she find that out? Because if I'm thinking, the first thing I'd be thinking is he just took the dog. He's keeping the dog.
Boyfriend told her.
Who thought she loved the dog more than him.
Oh, wow.
Said, you love the dog more than me. I'm selling the dog.
If there was ever a sign that told you you made the right choice in breaking up with this person, this would be it.
Ashley Farley says her boyfriend listed her dog on Craigslist. Then he broke up with her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he listed the dog and then broke up with her?
Yep.
Wowie, wowie, wowie.
Desperate, Ashley went on local TV and social media and appealed, help get my baby back and find out who he sold her to.
So,
holy cow.
Because of that, the people who bought the dog from Craigslist saw it.
Oh, good. Oh,
please.
Thank goodness.
Sure enough, it worked.
Last night, the new owners reached out to Ashley. They said they had no idea the boyfriend had sold Ella just to get even with his ex.
Right. No idea.
Wow.
So then they were like,
being good people, they promptly agreed to return Ella to her rightful owner.
Oh, yep. Thank goodness.
Yeah, they just basically ate the money.
Yeah. Oh, did they really?
Yeah, yeah. They didn't like sell the dog
like
back to her.
Money
yeah,
for it.
Right, right. Oh, so they just gave the dog Ella back to Ashley. But yeah, like I said, it's a feel good because Ashley got reunited with her dog. It just took a weird turn to get there.
I'm also going to say that the feel good part of that is that she lost that awful boyfriend.
Yes.
Awful person. What kind of a human is going to sell the dog to get back at her? That is awful. She is, it's good. It's a good thing she got rid of that. It's a good thing. I'm triggered.
Hey, Kelly's.
I'm triggered. Kelly's I'm flailing
pointing
my
a,
arms.
Pointing a bunch of places and.
Girlfriend.
I know.
Don't even cry about that guy.
That is your feel good.
Wow.
Couple different, you know?
Yes, because that's twofold.
Yeah, because you've got her now breaking up with that awful guy.
Yeah,
you've
boy,
got,
bye.
You've got the owners that bought the dog.
Giving it back,
no cost,
money.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
And you've got to reunite Ella and Ashley together.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, such an emotional roller coaster.
Wow.
Yeah, that's your feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford on 99.7 EJX.
Everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Shawn Mendes, 99.7 DJX, just released new music with Camila Cabello called Senorita last night.
Sassy little video, too.
Yeah, you can see the video. We got it posted for you at WDJX.com. Some new movies out this weekend. Of course, Toy Story 4 is going to be the winner over the weekend at the box office. But just know that Aubrey Plaza and Mark Hamill's Child's Play is also out. It's the story of Chucky. From like that, the 80s revival of the possessed toy.
Uh-huh.
But speaking of movies, in a just released teaser of the new Lion King live action remake, you're starting to hear snippets of kind of the soundtrack and everything.
The voices.
Yeah, of course, Beyonce is Nala. Right. Now you're getting to hear Donald Glover and Beyonce as Simba and Nala sing Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
The love tonight, the peace the evening brings.
The great kings look down on us from those stars.
The world for once in perfect harmony with all its living things.
There's no way you're going to watch that without crying again. Just like the original.
That is one of the Disney movies that is so hard for me to watch because it just like feels
I know.
Tragic from the very beginning.
So So Lion King, when's that out? That's out like Christmas time-ish, right? Like November-ish?
Is it?
I think
so. Is it
so.
That far away?
I think.
Oh, do we have to Google it right now? Gosh.
I mean, that's better than Googling lion mating, right?
Yes, it's much better than that. Let's stay out of that lane.
Lion King is coming out.
I'm going to get there first. It says July 19th.
July 18th, yeah. Yeah. All right.
July 19th.
Well, there's a midnight July. It's,
oh,
it says,
okay. Yeah. So it's midnight. Okay.
All right.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that weekend. So I guess you don't have as long as I thought.
Yeah, you said Christmas.
Yeah,
what's the matter with you?
I know. Hey, sometimes I just throw out dates.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll see if they stick. Didn't stick. So July 19th. So
okay.
Look forward to that.
It's fine.
Lion
You're
King.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
99. Shawn Mendes, 99.7 EJX, August 3rd, KFC Yum Center. Be listening. We'll have tickets and more opportunities for you to get in on that Shawn Mendes, Alessia Cara show when he hits the Yum Center. Of course, he and Camila Cabello, they released new music last night, Senorita. There you go. So
and sassy little video to boot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I asked, are they dating now? And the answer was no. So
wow.
Keep that
That's
in mind.
A friend with benefits, right there.
As you watch the video at WDJX.com. 99.7 AX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So my daughter is doing this little elementary school cross country. She's joining this team. And so they had their little like practice last night at the reservoir. And they only ran like a mile and a half. And so I'm...
When you say only, that's a lot.
Okay.
For someone that lives a sedentary lifestyle like
sure,
me.
Sure, sorry. We ran two laps around the reservoir.
Okay.
All right? The Crescent Hill Reservoir there.
Sure.
And so, you know...
Did you run with her?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. So I was like, all right, I'll jog with you. And... I hurt my calf.
Oh,
again.
No. Again?
Yeah. So
again with the calf.
So, Kelly, here's what I'm going to ask you. Now, this is a case where my wife is out of town. She's doing gigs out of state. So
what are you asking?
We've known each other a long time.
Oh, my God. Sir.
Do you think that you could rub it out for me?
Is that entirely necessary? Someone is just tuning in right now. And heard that sentence without anything before it. And it's like, what
I need you to,
kind of show is this?
I need you to help me rub it out.
Okay, you're a calf.
Yeah, my calf.
We should say calf.
Yeah.
Because people just joining us.
I am still limping this morning.
Okay. Listen, I
only ran a mile and a half. It was like, complete. It was flat. You've been to the reservoir.
Well, sure. Okay, so you need me to Mr. Miyagi you? In the calfular area?
Something.
Did I make up a word, calfular?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it works.
I think so.
Okay. So, you know, do you have one of those, like, rolling
I mean, I do, but
sticks?
I don't have it with me.
Okay.
So Kelly,
you've been doing just fine, though.
That's because I've just been standing here.
Okay. Well, I've seen you walk a couple of times.
Yeah, I've been limping, too.
You weren't limping.
I was.
Let's be honest.
Kelly.
You're being so brave.
Thank you.
You're pushing through the pain quite well.
Thank you, Kelly. My wife's out of town. I may need your help.
Is she aware of all the times we have these special friends conversations?
I think so.
I mean, I'm sure she'd be like, yeah, it's fine.
Right. She understands.
Right. Okay. Like, she's fine with passing the baton.
She's like, hey, I'm out of town.
Right.
You're going to need to do your duties.
Do me a solid. You know you're the backup. All right.
All right. So, okay. All right. So that's good. So I can look forward to that after the show.
Okay. I'm gonna give you some elbow.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna do elbow.
You're gonna bring me to tears.
Yeah, I will. I'm gonna make you cry.
You're gonna bring me to tears.
Yes. You ask me to rub it out, I'm gonna make you cry.
Wow. Okay.
Somebody else just tuned in and just heard that.
They're like, dang, what is this show? What is this show?
Yes.
All right. Well, with that, you know what we'll be doing for the next several minutes.
Why? This is so awkward.
All right.
Yesterday, you spent 30 minutes after the show loading in animal mating sounds, and today, I'm going to Mr. Miyagi you?
I mean...
Oh, wow.
Every day is like a box of chocolates, Kelly.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so have a good one. If you missed anything, catch up on the podcast.
And feel fortunate. You are not us.
There you go. WDJX.com.
Bye, friends.
Have a good one. We'll